We can often talk about trying to find a right coach or find the right program or trying to execute on a program, any other variations of those terms, and they're beneficial. One of the most common hindrances to somebody's success, of course, is themselves, but is their ability to be coachable. This is happiness, to be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned. Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon and I am wearing a Grand Goals shirt. Grand Goals. Did I get this one or did you? I got this one. I got that one. Yeah. So you're actually wearing a Kabuki shirt as well. So both Daves are wearing Kabuki shirts. Is that Kabuki? Does. That little guy there. So this is from, it was Elite Performance Center. Now I think it's just called Kabuki Strength or Kabuki Lab. Yeah, but it's Chris Duffin's gym up in Portland, Oregon. So both of us, you've been there as well, haven't you? Yeah. So Chris was the guy, if you search whiskey and deadlifts, he's actually the guy that did research behind it, the mad scientist of powerlifting. And so he was the first person, I actually bought him a whiskey, Tullamore Dew. 15-year-old, I believe, in Portland. Went in there and had a whiskey with him after finished training there one time. And he was the first person that I first did that with, and then that was what inspired me to enjoy my whiskeys here in my gym as well. Anyway, so he did some research on that. You can check it out. So if you actually Google whiskey and deadlifts, you'll see it pop up, the work that he did. Now, the reason why I'm saying that is that he's an interesting cat. I traveled the States for a total of 16 weeks over a couple of years and went across 42 different gyms. Met a lot of different people, worked with a lot of different people, interviewed a lot of different people, trained with a lot of different people. And one of the key characteristics that separated the great from the good was their openness to be coachable at any fucking level, to take in information at any level. We can often talk about trying to find a right coach or find the right program or trying to execute on a program, any other variations of those terms, and they're beneficial. One of the most common hindrances to somebody's success, of course, is themselves, but is their ability to be coachable, to hand over a certain level of trust, which is trusting yourself to trust someone, and faith in a program, in a person, in a coach, in a process. And one of the biggest, I mean, you can have a really average program, but if the person's ready and they're coachable, they'll do really, really fucking well on it. If you have the best program in the world, and the person's not ready and they're not coachable, then they're not going to get results. And then you exaggerate that by them blaming you for not getting results, right? So this is one of the key things, is that, and the question here that I'm offering is, are you coachable? And if so, how do you know? How do you take feedback? What is the best way for you to take feedback? When you are receiving feedback, what's going on in your mind? Are you defending the feedback or are you taking it on without needing to say anything? When you're taking the feedback, are you then putting your own value over that? So is that changing how you feel in that moment, or are you learning to take feedback objectively as if it's somebody's point of view? All of this is fucking crucial. When we can learn to take feedback objectively, as in it's information feeding back to us from a person's perception, then we can become more coachable. And when we can become more coachable, we can take in multiple perspectives from other people, and even if they're emotive about it or they're calling it the truth or calling it right, you have the frame of mind to be able to say, this is feedback from this person's perception. And you can respect it without calling it the truth, because it won't be the truth, it'll be a truth. And there's a big difference in that. And so one of the biggest things, once again, for all of us to do is to be clear on it. Hang a sec, how do we take in information the best? How do we take in feedback? And how can I, when taking that feedback, take the attention away from what I'm thinking or feeling about what the person's saying and attempt to put myself in the person's shoes looking at me, right? And so there's a skill that I help coaches develop this skill. I work with them on it, called looking at, looking as. What that means is that if I'm working with a particular client and they're giving me information as I'm asking them questions, I'm going to take their information and I'm going to look at the situation as them. That's the looking as part. I'm going to grab what they're saying and then I'm going to look at the situation they're talking about and look at it as them. It allows me to relate to the situation. And then what I'm going to do is, after that, I'm going to look at the situation, including them. And when I can look at that, I can start to see what's potentially missing. And so the skill here of being looking at, looking as, is the objective practice of being able to take feedback as feedback rather than take feedback as the truth, because it's not. And when you can do that, you can become coachable because you can take on multiple perspectives and then choose what's going to be useful for your own development. And on that note, team, I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me if you'd pass it on to someone else that you think would also find it beneficial. You can grab my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or you can grab the ebook in the description. Otherwise, I'm done. Cheers, Chris Duffin. Thank you.